A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Once again, your song of the day from 1973, Band on the Run by Wings. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Damn. Wow. Wings went through a great...
What year was that again,
1973.
What's better that? Times.
How about that?
They went through a great period. Junior's Farm. You know that song? Take Me Down to Junior's Farm.
Everybody might be their best.
Thank
Junior's Farm.
Parallel their, Lives.
Or Junior's Farm would be their best.
God, you got good taste in music. Oh. Junior's Farm might be their best, but Jet... Might be their best. I like Jet, too. How about, you know what's a good song? Underrated silly love songs.
Yeah.
Great good song.
How about the fact we're just going to throw this band well, together and they just knock it out of the park?
They pretty much did.
Yeah.
How about Jake knocking it out of the park? Yeah. What a surprise.
Band that song, me and Steve were just taken back. I didn't know what to say.
Me neither. He's played BTO and Wings, exactly. I think, in the same beat.
I have, at back-to-back days.
No, you're just hitting us right where...
There's never a time I'm like, I wonder if we'll hear any Wings today.
No, probably not. Yeah.
And then you start thinking about it. That here's the part that freaks me out is I don't know if I've heard that song in 20 years.
Oh, God. Now, I've heard it. Did I text it to
no.
you? I texted one that you dismissed summarily from the Wings.
It wasn't that one.
But anyway, it's been forever. But isn't it weird that you know every word?
Yeah, well, not that weird, because we've heard it 1,000 times.
But you haven't heard it for a long time. But
I know, I've heard it. I hear it.
Bill hasn't heard it for a
while. I've heard it for a long time.
20 years? Are you sure?
I don't know, but it's been a long time.
Walk Up?
What's it? Yes. Walk Up. Here's the deal. If that's playing during Walk Up, I'm calling people to get here.
Yeah. Get to this place.
Hey, listen, I'm walking in and they're playing Wings.
Yeah,
Here's our location. I'm gonna pin myself.
It's that kind of song, Jake.
It's that kind of song. Yeah.
I think you gotta write it first today.
Yeah, you're up first, Steve.
High. I mean, it's ridiculously high. It's an important song in my childhood.
Yes.
It was. I don't mind saying that. It was important. It was beautiful. It's never come on where I would ever even dream of turning it. Like, you turn it up, you like savor it. I'm not joking. 9.855.
Whoa.
I'm giving it a 10.
Whoa, a 10.
I'm giving it a 10.
You know what that gets right there?
Yeah.
You get a 10.
I'm giving it a 10 because...
I can't give it a 10 because it's not my favorite.
And I don't even know... But here's why I gave it the 10. And it's probably in the 9.79s for song, but just Wings on a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday.
Middle of May.
That's what I'm going with.
Can't you just stay in the 70s?
It's a Tuesday... In the middle of May, and Jake pulls off a song that would have got me at any time.
Is there any thought of just doing Dr. Love every day, number one, and then it's just called the 1970s song of the day?
That would change it.
We've changed up the name.
Dr. Love every day.
For the youth out there, we have a lot of listeners in the 20s and 30s. What do they think when they go back and listen to this song in its entirety today? Is it like, I don't know. Because the memories of that song. I had the 45.
I don't think I did.
But... No, I had the 45.
Jet, I'm interested that you thought Jet.
No, Jet's Junior's ridiculous. Farm. But Junior's Farm is their best.
Junior's Farm's great.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a comment on YouTube that I'm stunned by right now, because Casey on YouTube says, I've never heard that song. But dang, 8.6. I'm not sure how you have never heard
that
song.
Well, that could happen.
Like, Bill said it's been 20 years since you heard it.
No, I'm just telling you right now, if you're
he's got a kid.
He's got a kid.
He appears to be about my age, Casey, in this picture.
So 34. So that's not shocking he hasn't heard that. That's not, no, I will not push back. No, yeah, that's not shocking at all.
They play that song at Planet Fitness.
You crank it up. I guess you can't crank it up.
I don't know if you can. Steven controls the volume.
Turn it up.
Hang on. Sip. Sip.
Can't control.
Hit the volume.
Can't control.
YouTube. Troy, 9.1. Genghis Khan, 9.7. Way better times, he says. Chris P, 8.7.
Way.
He said a lot of A's. Albert, 9.5. Nashville Husker, 7.8. Robert, 9.3.
High scores.
Al, 6. Brad, 9.5. And by the way, Casey is 39 years old.
39, still not that odd.
No.
Still not that odd. I can't wait to hear from the household, too.
Bolt is a 9.5 from Bolt. YouTube. We go back to the text line.
Thanks, Bolt.
Lyle in Omaha, 8.5.
Be better, Gavin.
Gavin and Pender, 10.
10. Yeah.
Gavin gave it a 10.
Yeah.
Neck roll, Gavin. Yeah.
Bearded Ben, 7.7. Mike and Dalton, 8.4. Vernon Dakin, 4.3.
Who a clever? 6.
Hi.
It's fine for Bert. Nice. 6 is like a 10 for him, isn't it? Houston, 4.1. A little low, Houston.
Houston. Low. Yep. Whose brother's that?
That's Harrison's brother.
Harrison's brother.
Yeah. 9.8 from unnamed texter. East Lincoln West, 9.2. Someone says Jake is back, so music is back. 8.8. Wow.
Yes.
Shot at Swim.
Shot at Swim. Wow. Direction. Right. Well, Swim had a couple questionables. He did. He really did.
It is questionable song of the day.
Yeah. Jane says, Runaway, Ugg, 1.
Jane just had a bad morning. So
yeah,
you okay, Jane?
It's okay.
You all right?
We all have better. We all have those days.
We do. It'll get better.
Yeah,
it always does.
And Beef Tacos with a 7.3.
Oh, the taco.
We haven't seen tacos for a while.
We heard from Beef Tacos.
His first text since April 10th. Yes. Where have you been? It's been over a month.
What
Beef
give
Tacos
it?
Gave it a 7.3.
Nothing from the.
I haven't seen the household on here. I don't see them on.
Where
here.
Are you, because, Jennifer and Hubby?
Because that is right in their wheelhouse.
I don't see them on here at all.
Jennifer.
He must be sleeping in today on vacation.
Jennifer, Brad.
Yes, check in.
Cassie says, great song. It brought a tear to my eye. Made Cassie cry this morning.
Emotional.
I gave it a 10.
There we go. Song of the day is Band on the Run by Wings from 1973. No, I cannot
play the whole song. Spotify will not care.
No, Spotify is...
We're already off.
Yeah, we're off Spotify. Apple Podcasts, find us somewhere else. We're on YouTube still. You can find us on the app. Spotify, I don't see us coming back anytime soon. They've left us to die. So, but we're not dead.
We're dead.
Thriving here.
Are you telling us the show is tanking?
It's not tanking, but Spotify wants us to, apparently. We will survive. We'll fight. Because now it's time for Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills.
The Boo! Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados, the grain
DOS.
Marketing and crop insurance experts. Go to the website, gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com, to learn more. It is a Bugaboo Tuesday. What could be bothering Bill Bush today?
Well, I got some things here, something that bothers me.
I'm
interested to see your take on this.
Mm.
Care or don't care. NCAA. Things are wild. Find a poster child. Things are wild. Find a poster child. Let's trip the zips. Let's
close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style. And a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Trip the zips. Thank you, NCAA. Awesome job by you guys. Let's go after Akron for an APR bowl ban from 2021-2022. This is the most horrific thing ever. Jake, when you get a chance, we'll hit it later. We'll pull up their schedule. Akron. I want you to think about this. Lead story, AD. Major budget cuts and bowl ban. Akron is just beat down. And that's who the NCAA went after. I want you to think of all the...
Ouch.
I want you to think about all the things that went on. Michigan's head coach missed 6 games. Suspended. Their staff members were suspended. They've had all these things going. No bowl ban. There's no ban anywhere like that. But let's get Akron. We're going to make a statement here.
No.
We're going to let them know that this is... during a time on academics when everyone can just change schools every year. Well, every single year.
Good convincing argument so far.
And it's just, oh, wow. Was there anybody when that came out and said, that's right?
Now, hold on.
I'm glad we got this straightened out.
There's one question, though, it's non-emotional. No. Take the emotion out of it. Is there just a threshold that they didn't meet?
There's a threshold. There's a threshold. I have a hard time. I really do. I have a hard time feeling that the only violators of anything going on is the Akron Zips. I have a hard time. And then also, maybe just say, you know what? There's going to be a punishment, but there's not going to be that. I looked it up. It's for 2021-2022. That's when this... And then imagine being a current player, and you're going to go play. Yeah, Jake, you have their schedule?
I do have their
schedule. Yeah, whip through it real quick. See what it's like to be a Zip. Non-conference.
They'll open up against Wyoming at home in non-con. Then they'll go to Nebraska. Yeah. Then they'll go to UAB. And then they will host Duquesne. And then conference play begins.
Not as horrible as I thought.
It's not terrible.
Not horrible. But can you imagine trying to pull that thing together? And then all of a sudden the NCAA comes in and says, hey, in 2021, you guys have some academic issues.
The NCAA is going to say, well, there's set guidelines.
Yeah. And then there's nothing else they should be working on right now. Nothing else that's of all the different things.
I'm not pushing back. I'm just putting it out there.
I'm just and then if nothing else, just be like, okay, we have this. We're not going to – if you guys make a bowl, we are not taking that away from you. We'll come up with something else. But to have them – Just imagine that team. They're going through camp. What are you guys playing for? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
We can't play for anything.
Except they could win the MAC.
What's that? Yeah, but they don't. Isn't going. You can't. I'm sure they can't go to the. They can't go to the MAC championship game. I would doubt. I don't think they can go.
I wonder if that.
I don't know how that works.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that.
Bowl band. I'm not sure. Maybe they can go.
I bet they could go.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Of all the things, if that it's complete lawlessness now. Right now, it's complete. It is just. It is.
It's pretty lawless right now.
It is the wild, wild west, and we're like going, sitting around like that with the president. What do you think? Check Akron.
Get to the Zips.
Crenshaw's.
Real
quick here, check the numbers at Akron. I want to make sure. Imagine, I just want to see be the president of the NCAA going, yeah. And then also we all get together, like that big staff meeting like that. Did you get him? We got him.
I don't know if it's that. Yeah. They probably have to report their numbers.
Caught him in a loophole. We got him. Thank you. And all of a sudden, imagine right now going, oh, man, watch yourselves out there. In a time where our academics have just been thrown out the window.
That's where I agree with you 100%.
They've just been thrown out the window.
Have they been thrown out
the window? People are still doing great jobs.
What would Dennis LeBlanc say?
Yeah, he's killing it. LeBlanc's got the best graduation rate in the country. He's the best. So it's not unimportant. But you don't hear all the numbers aren't the same. It's not the same. Do you really think everyone that's on these five schools that I mean, when they go to five or six schools, you really think, well, why'd you transfer six times? Just school.
Academics.
I wonder, they had a better, they had a better ag program there.
No. I hear you.
So
how about this? Can I sell it to you this way? If I'm defending the NCAA, maybe at the NCAA office, wherever that is, I'm not even sure where it is anymore. It used to be Indianapolis somewhere. What if they're in their office going, God dang it, Akron reported the number. It's really low. We got to do something. The guidelines are the guidelines. I don't want to do this, but we got to do it.
I would do anything to be like, imagine you saw that.
Bill, we got to do it.
You saw Dallas last night, right?
Yeah.
Imagine that in the NCAA. That. We got them. We got the Zips. Nice job. Everything makes sense again. All of a sudden, college football making a turn.
Maybe they're not that.
Sports is coming
maybe
back.
Maybe they did this with heavy hearts. Mm-hmm. The NCAA. Yeah,
I'm not buying it. I'm still sticking with. Are you happy that Akron has a bowl band right now?
No. I don't get it either. I really don't. Except if there's an established guideline, maybe they didn't want to do it. They just
there's
thought.
There's no rules.
They have to walk it back.
You can just walk it back. Just be like, if that were me, they come in like that. They slide it across the table. Bowl band. I'd be like, let's renegotiate that. Let's just come up with something else besides. Let's just not take the hearts away from these guys.
Right. No,
let's just not. Yep. For something from 2020. What's going on here? You're licking things out of the bottom of
There's
your
sugar in my
It's good. It's good. Tasty. Anyway.
Believer says, yeah, that's just stupid on the text line in terms of Akron's punishment here. Yeah. Dumb.
Sip sticking up for him. NCAA.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate a little bit.
I agree.
For the sake of conversation.
Anything else, Jake?
Downtown Scott says, what is the motivation, Bill? Just sick individuals at the NCAA? What's the motivation here?
I don't know. I mean, there's no chance. Can you imagine sending out, the NCAA sends out a message to all the schools, and they're member schools. Listen, we made an adjustment on the APR. We did not want this to happen to Akron. Here's what we did. Here's why we did it. Can you imagine all of a sudden Dannon getting that and going, Are you kidding me?
Probably not.
Throwing it back in their face, going into a staff meeting, going that, throwing
Unless
in there.
It was exceedingly low. I'd have to look at that number.
And then because the whole thing with APR generally is when people leave, come, go, all the different things that go on with that. Can you imagine what the roster is like at Akron? I mean, they probably drop down into the 30s at times. Then they're back up at their number. Then they're back. I mean, just trying to hold it together.
And they got this.
They
can win the MAC.
Go to a bowl game.
They can go win the MAC.
And trust me, you're going to promote it as a coach. You're going to do all those right things. But just like that, right now,
Morehead.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that feeling like that. Just right now, like hey, because that schedule. Wyoming's coming terrible. In, maybe have a chance. Duquesne, right?
Duquesne at home.
I mean, at home.
UAB is beatable. They're struggling with Trent Dilfer.
Yeah,
right?
All of a sudden, no, we don't need to come after Trent.
It's fact. They're struggling with Trent Dilfer. They haven't done very well.
Sorry, Alabama. Didn't mean that.
Birmingham.
But just all of a sudden, they have a chance to win. Because anymore, Six does get you in. How many times have been like, well, we got to get 2, 5, and 7 teams in? No, six gets you in.
Oh, I hear you. I hate defending the NCAA, but.
You tried to.
Bill, I'm not. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
The headline again, Bill, please.
I've got it right here, Jake. Things are wild. Find a poster child. Let's trip the zips.
That's a good headline. That is a wonderful.
You do layered headlines.
I like that.
That's how you
that
do it.
New, yes.
He has layered headlines. Headline, subhead.
Know what it is?
Yes.
Bugaboo Tuesday. Headline.
Who's got the subhead? I got that too.
Hour two next, an early break in the tape.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.